David Nelson. And Mr. Nelson, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the commissioner staying on the phone. I appreciate your attention. I'm here today to speak on the Duke Power Plant in Morro Bay. I am a resident of Morro Bay, and right now Duke is on an administrative extension on their discharge permit. And this has been an ongoing extension for quite a long time, and longer actually than the permit itself. It was issued for the 5 years. So I'm here to ask that maybe the commissioners can either start thinking about it or have the staff start thinking about how to monitor this plant. I know that Duke is talking about a new plant, but in reality, there really won't be a new plant there for at least another 5 years, optimistically. And so with the new regulations for existing power plants, we have a problem in Morro Bay, as the 316 study showed that they did for the new plant. And this, I believe, can be folded over to the old plant. And I personally was very disappointed that there wasn't more data on Morro Bay so that we could look back historically and see what has gone on there. So Duke has claimed a baseline of today on their power plant, and what I'd like to see is some sort of a monitoring program designed and implemented now, not down the road, but now, so that you can start getting an idea of the inventory of our estuary and the damage that the power plant's causing. I understand the power plant is voluntarily not being run a lot except as a peaker plant, but in spite of that, I really think that somebody needs to step up and start monitoring and start bringing in real data on the effects of the power plant. And the only way that can be done is that for this board to order it. And I believe that you have the right to order it because of their discharge permit, and it's way overdue. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm not going to spread blame for the last 30 years that it hasn't been done since the Clean Water Act has been enacted. And now's a good time to do it, and, you know, there's no reason not to. I mean, the estuary is being impacted by the power plant, as the 316B has shown. For these administrative extensions to go on like this just isn't fair to me, a resident whose estuary is being impacted. An extension shouldn't go longer than what the original permit is for. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I think we need to bring this up to today's standard, and I think that it's not too much to ask of the board to give it some thought on what needs to be done here. I don't have all the answers on what needs to be done. I do have a couple of great names of people that know a lot more than I do about it. So thanks for your attention, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Chair, when is the Morro Bay issue coming back before the board?
Is this Mr. Press?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Daniel Press.
Mr. Briggs?
The April-May time frame?
April-May? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's correct. Our intent is April or May of 2005, and we have looked into the existing permit, and our game plan right now is to address both the modernized permit and the existing permit with that board meeting.
I see. Okay, thank you.
If it's April, it would be a special board meeting, since we don't have a regular board meeting scheduled in April.
The next card I have.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if I could, I'd point out that the plant is required to monitor on an ongoing basis. They have to comply with their NPDES permit when they are operating, when they are discharging, and part of that compliance is their monitoring and reporting program. So they are required to monitor. I think it's just probably not as extensive as Mr. Nelson would like to have.
Okay. Next one is Julie Tacker, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you. Good morning. I am Julie Tacker of Los Osos. I have come before your board several times asking for your help to move the sewer from the middle of our town. Each time, you pointed out and suggested that if we didn't like the project, that we should change the Community Services District Board. And on November 2nd, the community of Los Osos elected myself, Julie Tacker, and Lisa Schicker to serve on that board and move the sewer. As a duly elected official, it's kind of a weird thing to be, I would like to work with you and your staff in and appreciate your flexibility and your cooperation through this transition time. We do recognize your authority. We also recognize your limitations. We have ours just the same. Please let us do our job. We represent our community, and we want to move the sewer. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Tech?
Yeah, I was wondering if you're speaking on behalf of the Board of Directors.
I haven't sworn in yet. I'm speaking on behalf
Thanks.
Of myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the public like to address the board on any items not on the agenda? Seeing none. Mr. Briggs, we'll go to executive officers. You had a couple items.
Yes, I...